So, folks, you can tell that the Democrats and some of the Republicans in that Senate hearing yesterday with RFK don't get a lot of real news, don't have a real good grasp of what's been going on in America this entire time, have no idea why Big Pharma is so petrified of RFK, have no idea that inside the VAERS database, which was created by Congress 40 years ago to early warning track vaccine side effects, so that we could pull vaccines that are deadly or that do damage, they have no idea there are more deaths from the COVID vaccine logged in there now than every other vaccine for 40 years combined. No clue. Not the Vegas. It's 30,000 deaths, folks. And it's just a shrug of the shoulders. Oh, well, that's not normal. And RFK referenced that. You could tell they had no idea the scream. You're gonna kill kids. Take a listen.
You know, there were more reports to VAERS, which is the only surveillance system that we have, of injuries and deaths from that vaccine than all vaccines put together in history. So we have to acknowledge that there was a cause. We acknowledge that there was a benefit. We can't quantify either one because of the data chaos at CDC. And that's all I'm saying. And they think I'm being evasive because I won't make a kind of a statement that's almost religious in nature. Did it save a million lives? Well, there's no data to support that. There may be data, you know, there's no study, that there's modeling studies, there's faulty data. I'm not going to sign on to something if I can't do it to a scientific certainty. It doesn't mean that I'm, you know, anti-vax. It just means I'm pro-science.
Yeah, so, and he's right. They want him to make religious statements about their sacrament. This is, folks, truly a sacrament for the Democrat Party. I don't mean that sarcastically. What is a sacrament? Well, you take it into your body. It's something you do religiously, and you believe that it has an effect on you. He's right. This is religious language. What's remarkable is, as he explained, there is more deaths and injuries from the COVID vax, from the mRNA technology, in VAERS, reports of those. They come from doctors, and they also come from victims. Sometimes they come from both. Than every other shot given to Americans combined for 40 years. And it just goes right over the head. They don't care. They don't have questions about that. Hey, tell us about VAERS. Could you explain? Wow, you said deaths. I didn't know that. Could you tell? They don't want to talk about it. What does this tell you? These senators are so homicidal. They don't care. Write them a check. And if it kills Americans by the thousands, injures Americans by the thousands, they don't care. They don't want to know about it. And you ended up with bizarre conversations like this one.
Will you tell America that all adults and all children over 6 months of age are eligible to get a COVID booster at their local pharmacy today?
Anybody can get the booster.
I'm sorry?
Anybody can get it.
Senator. Anybody. So you're saying that is now the official rule of HHS. Anybody is eligible to get a booster by just walking into the pharmacy.
It's not recommended for healthy people.
No. If you don't recommend, then the consequence of that in many states is that you can't walk into a pharmacy and get one. It means insurance companies don't have to cover the $200 or so cost. As Senator Dr. Cassidy said, you are effectively denying people vaccines.
We're not going to recommend a product for which there's no clinical data for that indication. Is that what I should be doing?
What you should be doing is honoring your promise that you made when you were looking to get confirmed in this job.
You're going like this.
That is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free. Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
The question is, everyone who wants it, that was your promise.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said.
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying? When you said that, because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator.
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary.
You want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now.
She has no answer.
I'm not taking them away.
Do you want me to indicate a product for which there's no clinical data? She has no answer. And notice how he's telling them. This is a dangerous shot. There are more deaths and injuries from this shot than every other shot we've ever given Americans combined in VAERS. 40 years of data. That's remarkable. They don't care. Stop ignoring the science. What is the science? And he keeps saying, there's no science. I'm trying to get science. I just ended the emergency use authorization so that we can do science. And all he's doing is saying, look, I'm going to subject these shots to the exact same scientific process that every other shot has to undergo in America to be approved. And they are freaking the heck out. Folks, they don't care if there's another 30,000 dead in VAERS. They don't care. They're dead or injured. They don't care. And that, it's remarkable to hear it, to just hear this. They're just homicidal. And folks, again, look, there's a reason that certain big pharma companies went to court in partnership with the Democrat-run federal government to fight Freedom of Information Act request for shot data. Think about that. For all the other shots, you have to publish the data and defend it before you can get approved. For this one, we have to file Freedom of Information Act lawsuits against the federal government and the company to get it, and they go to court arguing they shouldn't have to release it for 75 years. Is there any kind of flag there for you? Folks, it shows you how evil these people are. And when you have Jay Bhattacharya, he's out there on TV. He works for RFK, he's an appointee of Trump's. A very well-respected Stanford doctor. Chandler, it doesn't work for COVID, which, by the way, the COVID shot, the Washington Post admitted.
If you wanted to block COVID, the mRNA vaccine doesn't block COVID, right? So in a sense, it's a failed technology for that purpose. At the same time, we're also investing in the mRNA technology for other places where it's promising, for instance, in cancer treatment. Secretary Kennedy did. He said, let's not order billions of dollars in production contracts for technology, for a vaccine that people aren't using. Only 20% or 30% of the American public has accepted the CDC's guidance that basically everyone 6 months old and up should have the COVID vaccine with booster after booster after booster, none of which has been tested against a randomized trial for the current strain where you're checking against blocking hospitalizations or deaths. So, you have a situation where it's just inaccurate. Like what Secretary Kennedy is doing is aligned with what the scientific evidence says, aligned with common sense.
It's incredible. They don't want to do this.